As the U.S. evacuations from Afghanistan enter their final scheduled week, officials say they've airlifted out about three-fourths of the Americans who want to leave the country. Major General Hank Taylor, a deputy with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says in the last 24 hours, more than 11,000 people were evacuated from the airport in Kabul, a near-record pace.
Since the U.S. and coalition forces began the evacuation, to date, approximately 88,000 have safely departed from Afghanistan. Every 39 minutes yesterday, a plane departed Kabul Airport. These numbers are a testament to the hardworking and brave service members carrying out this mission.
He says another 10,000 people, mostly Afghan citizens, are inside the airport waiting to leave. Officials call the evacuation one of the largest airlifts in U.S. history. In comparison, the Operation Frequent Wind evacuation from Saigon in the final days of the Vietnam War saw about 7,000 people helicoptered out in under 24 hours. That was in addition to 50,000 airlifted out earlier from another airport. As for how many Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan and how many are waiting to leave, that's been hard to say, in part because Americans don't all register with the embassy when they arrive and don't necessarily tell when they leave. But on Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken offered some estimates.
Starting on August 14, when our evacuation operations began, there was then a population of as many as 6,000 American citizens in Afghanistan who wanted to leave. Over the last 10 days, roughly 4,500 of these Americans have been safely evacuated, along with immediate family members. Over the past 24 hours, we've been in direct contact with approximately 500 additional Americans and provided specific instructions on how to get to the airport safely.
There have also been cases where the military used helicopters to bring people to the airport for evacuation, including a nighttime operation Tuesday. John Kirby is a spokesperson for the Pentagon.
I don't want to set the expectation that that we're going to be able to fly all over the country to pick up people. You heard the secretary himself say that there's a limit to the capability we have here. But when we can help, and if we need rotary wing aircraft to help, we'll do it. And we will talk about it to you. I'm not going to give you every detail of every mission that is flown, but we've done three. And they have been successful, but they have been of a short duration and a short distance.
Kirby says in the final days of the evacuation, before the August 31st deadline, there will be a transition to airlifting out military equipment still at the airport.
As we get closer to the end, there will be some equipment and systems that we will probably take with us as we leave. And the disposition of what we aren't taking with us, that'll be up to Admiral Vasily to determine how that stuff is handled, but lives will always be the chief priority throughout this entire process.
All nationalities, lives?
Lives will always be the priority throughout this process.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.